The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Well, I just got news from our webmaster for our ministry, Crosspower Ministries, that our latest newsletter is up. I hope you'll check it out. I don't talk a whole lot about our personal ministry, Crosspower Ministries, but it is so near and dear to my heart. It is so important. This is what God called Joy and I to do. It'll be 20 years this coming January. It'll be 20 years this coming January that we have been doing Crosspower Ministries. And we would really appreciate your prayers, but you can't really pray for us unless you know what we're doing. And if you want to check out the latest newsletter, go to crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. The latest newsletter was put up at 4:50 p.m., so it's brand new, fresh, hot off the press. Crosspower.net. And if you'd like to be put on our mailing list, there's a place we can just click and you can subscribe very quickly, and then you'll get our newsletter. We usually put one, at least one a month, and then a couple of times a month I try to put out what we call cross truths, which are devotional thoughts centered on the cross. I think they'll be a blessing and a challenge to you. So our website is crosspower.net. Click on the newsletter if you would like to see or become a part of our family. Subscribe to the newsletter. And I might mention some incredibly good Christmas gifts. No, I'm being serious. Ladies, if you have a friend that is struggling with their Christian life, one of the greatest gifts you could give your friend is my wife's book, My Shadows of Death. And I mean that absolutely sincerely. One of the greatest gifts you could give a Christian friend, or even a non-Christian friend, is her book, My Shadows of Death. You can get it at crosspower.net. Just click on store. My book is there, Remember Whose You Are. And talk about a great gift. Our DVD series, Living in Victory, seven individual sessions on three DVDs. Powerful stuff. I mean, powerful teaching. That would make an extraordinary Christmas gift for a Christian friend, a family. And again, that's at crosspower.net. Just click on store. Well, this Pope, my goodness, to be really honest, I am amazed he is still Pope. I am by far the most controversial Pope of our lifetime, and the controversy has not stopped. Headline: Pope Francis strongly considering adding ecological sin, or is that ecological? I don't know. Ecological sin into Catholic catechism. Now, folks, the catechism is the official doctrinal statement of the Catholic Church. It has not changed very often. In fact, the most current catechism is many years old because the Catholic Church puts such an extraordinary high value on tradition and the catechism. I mean, it is earth-moving when the Catholic Church changes or adds something to the catechism. I mean, this is big. This is, this would be like a constitutional amendment, actually amending the Constitution of the United States, because the catechism is like the Constitution of the Catholic Church. But get this. Speaking to an audience of legal experts at the Vatican this past Friday, Pope Francis said he was strongly considering adding the category of ecological or ecological sin to the catechism of the Catholic Church. Ecological sin? We must introduce, we are thinking, into the catechism of the Catholic Church, the sin against ecology. The ecological sin against the common home, because it's a duty, the Pope said, according to the Wall Street Journal. He cited the definition of ecological sin as, quote, an act of omission against God, against others, the community, and the environment. It is a sin against future generations and is manifested in the acts and habits of pollution and destruction of the harmony of the environment. Seriously? Yeah, that's a direct quote from the Pope this past Friday. An ecological sin is, and again I'm quoting, an action or omission against God, against others, the community, and the environment. Okay. How do you define what is a sin against the environment? How do you define that? He goes on, it is a sin against future generations and is manifested in the acts and habits of pollution and destruction of the harmony of the environment. As if man had the ability to destroy what God has created. Remember over in Romans chapter 1 that God warned against worshiping the creation rather than the Creator? Quote, the Pope also called for legal sanctions against corporations that pollute. Pope Francis has made environmentalism one of the main focuses of his pontificate. He has repeatedly named climate change an existential threat to life on the planet, called for a reduction in the use of fossil fuels, and blamed the global market economy for destroying the earth. This Pope continues to lean farther and farther and farther and farther to the left. By the way, just the unthinking attitude of so many of the environmentalists. I'm not talking about the Pope. I just read you an article last week that the thousands and thousands and thousands of windmills all across Europe are becoming an environmental nightmare. They can recycle some of the windmills, but not the blades. They have hundreds of thousands of these enormous windmill blades. I mean, they're enormous. And they're burying them in landfills. I thought we were moving away from landfills. Plus, the lifespan of these windmills is between 20 and 25 years. It takes approximately $500,000 to decommission every single windmill. And that does not include the cost of replacing it. In addition, is killing thousands of birds, including some that are endangered. And then we have the move to electric vehicles. Have you heard anybody talk about where are we going to get all the electricity? All right, we're going to do away with fossil fuels. No more gasoline, no more diesel. We're going to have all electric cars. Where are we going to get the electricity? Isn't the generation of that electricity going to cause as much, if not more, pollution than the fossil fuels? Well, we're going to do it with windmills. Well, then you have the ecological disaster of the windmills. Yeah. Well, anyway, Pope Francis is seriously suggesting adding, I'll have to look it up, whether it's ecological or ecological, sin to the actual catechism of the Catholic Church. Wow. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, big, big, big news. They're reporting it on Fox News just now. Kanye West appears at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. That has been all over the news as well. May I just once again say, pray for him and pray that Christian leaders will not take advantage of him and ruin him. It's happened before. In fact, it has happened many times before. Some big celebrity makes a profession of faith in Christ, and a bunch of well-known Christian leaders want to get in on the publicity. And this brand new Christian, this newborn babe in Christ, is put out in the public far too early, far too soon, before they're spiritually mature enough to handle the pressure, the controversy, the fame, and so forth. I am praying for Kanye West, and but shame on Joel Osteen. But hey, I hope it turns out well. I do. I hope it turns out well. Anyway, enough said. Enough said. If you're a longtime listener, you know I don't have a whole lot of respect theologically for Joel Osteen and his ministry. I don't. I pray people get saved. I pray people come to Christ through Joel Osteen. I really do. But I think in many ways it'll be in spite of him and not be. Because of him. Hey, speaking of the famous, did you see what happened with Colin Kaepernick over the weekend? This terribly bizarre situation gets even more bizarre. He hasn't played football for 3 years. He was the one that kind of led the kneeling during the national anthem and so forth, which sparked a lot of controversy, a movement. He was very critical of our military. He showed up at practice with the San Francisco 49ers with pigs on his socks. He's been very critical of law enforcement. He's been a very controversial person. And his last months in the NFL, he wasn't that great a quarterback. He was not doing that well. He did, you know, lead to one Super Bowl, but he was not doing that well. Well, he for 3 years now has been yelling, crying, screaming, moaning that it's discrimination. He filed a lawsuit against the NFL. I'm ready. You know, I'm one of the best quarterbacks ever, and they're just discriminating against me, and blah, 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 blah. So he has demanded that the NFL give him an opportunity to try out, a workout, a tryout. So finally, the NFL said, okay. You want a tryout? You want an opportunity to play? All right. So they scheduled a tryout down in Atlanta at the Atlanta Falcons training facility. And 32, if I understand correctly, let's see, 25 NFL teams committed to send a representative. 25 NFL teams committed to send a representative. They had a film crew there. They had alerted the media, and they were going to give him an open workout for NFL owners, NFL scouts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in other words, they gave Colin Kaepernick exactly what he had been begging for, screaming for, shouting for almost 3 years. 1 hour before the workout in Atlanta, Colin Kaepernick's representatives say, nope, we're going to do it our way. Really? The guy is finally given an opportunity, and 1 hour before he pulls this, no, we're going to do it my way. So we're going to go down the road to a high school facility, and I am expecting all of the media, I am expecting all of the representatives from the NFL teams to do it my way, my place, my time. I am expecting you to bow to me and do exactly what I want you to do. Well, several of the teams actually went. He worked out for 40 minutes. He threw passes to some free agent receivers. And he said this, I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. He told reporters at the conclusion, we are waiting for the 32 owners, 32 teams, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. Now, I don't know anything about sports. I really don't. Did this help him get a job with the NFL? No. In fact, I probably put the nail in the NFL coffin for him. And I think that was part of the plan. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. But I think that's exactly what Colin Kaepernick wanted, so he would have a reason to continue complaining. I think it's just his personality. I think he just wants to be at the center of attention. I don't think he wants to play. He's been paid millions of dollars in endorsements. He's a multimillionaire. He doesn't need to play. I think he just wants to complain. My personal opinion. Like I said, I could be wrong. All right. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful evening. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon, same time. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.